I remember everything. Everything from the attack, I had a massive seizure. I woke in ICU and remember everything.
Can you even describe for us what that is like when everything is going on around you? You are 100% there in your mind, but you can't speak, you can't move. What is that even like?
It was a very surreal experience. I wanted to shout out to everyone, "Hi, I'm here." And my family, I could see people were visibly upset, and I wanted to reassure my partner, Adrian, and my family, "Don't worry, I'm fine, I'm fine." But you could see the people upset, and you couldn't do anything. And it was strange, you're like a prisoner in your body. I've been in a lot of situations that people would consider frightening. I've jumped out of an airplane. I've been in public order situations as a police officer, and I've never found them frightening. But just lying in ICU, unable to speak, is perhaps one of the most terrifying experiences of my life.
How long were you locked in, though?
I was locked in for 2.5 months, and the first movement I ever had, my best friend really annoyed me. She upset me because I was trying to communicate to her that I wanted tablets, and I had a spell board, and I blinked out everything that I wanted to communicate. But she kept stopping, assuming what I wanted to say. I screamed at her, and that was the first time that I could ever make noise. And my arms, I felt like I wanted to strangle her. And I was able to slightly move both arms, and I was so angry. It was a remarkable moment because I went from angry to overjoyed.
And you see, in the 2.5 months before that, Clodagh, did you ever give up hope? Did you start to think, I'm going to be like this forever?
One of the things everyone told me about locked in, and I didn't understand what locked in was, so I always assumed I will get well again. And I never foresaw that I would be in hospital for so long. I assumed it would just be a few months. And I kept waiting to wake up one day just miraculously better. But that never happened. You have to become humble, and you see, you're a silent observer in the world, and you see people for who they are. And it's remarkable because for me, I've been able to see kindness with people who've had no agenda, and be an observer to kind acts that I couldn't say thank you. I couldn't say, please do this. People are just kind.
Do you think much about your life before?
It is, but locked in a brain stem stroke, it's a bit strange in that I've kind of had to mourn my own death, watch myself die. The person who I was is still inside me, but I've had to accept the person who I was will most likely I'll never be that person ever again. I'm locked in, and this stroke have changed me. I look back and I think I was a remarkable young woman, and it's kind of strange. I think it's an opportunity that most people never get. They never appreciate themselves for who they are as individuals, and they always want to be better. I'm still her, but I've got to watch in and let go of her.
Do you miss her?
In a way, I do. I miss her a lot, but I'm going to build a new person now. I've had to retrain myself to do absolutely everything, and it's amazing all the small things we take for granted every day. The first week I learned to brush my teeth myself, I cried every morning with joy at being able to brush my teeth.
Have you ever at any point thought, why did this happen to me? Why did this have to happen to me? Do you allow yourself to get angry sometimes?
I think I believe that everything in life happens for a reason, and I'm a great believer in that God only gives you as big a burden as you can carry. And I do think, God, why have you made this happen to me? But then I think, you know what, God, you must think I have mighty good shoulders. And maybe if I can make a difference to one person, then that's good.
What do you think the future holds for you, Clodagh?
I don't know. The future is unknown. I just take every day as it comes. I would like to be able to return to work, but who knows? I love the city. I love the people. I would enjoy, and I would feel really proud if I could return.